Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, George Washington was the first president of our country, United States, and one of the founding fathers of the US. He was well admired for his strong leadership skills that saw him win the first two national elections unanimously. Once at a banquet given to some of the officers, a distinguished French officer asked Washington's mother how she had managed to rear such a splendid son. The mother replied, "I taught him to obey." Obedience was the school that he had been trained in order to achieve excellence of life. In Christian life too, obedience ought to be the school in which we are trained to be effective apostles of the Lord. Obedience to the voice of the Lord, obedience to the will of the Lord. The gospel of the day is an exhortation by God to hear the voice of the Lord, to listen to Him, and to be obedient to Him. The second Sunday of Lent presents to us the transfiguration event from the Gospel of Saint Mark. The scene of the transfiguration is indeed a powerfully visual and authoritatively impactful incident. Jesus takes three disciples, the core team among the 12, Peter, James, and John, and led them up a high mountain. Up on the mountain, witnessing the glorious and magnificent transfiguration, the disciples behold their master, Jesus in dazzling white, joined by Elijah and Moses. And then they heard a voice from the cloud, "This is my beloved son, listen to him." Listen to him is the commandment that is exhorted. The apostles are to listen to the beloved son Jesus and grasp his teachings for life. The apostles are to listen to the beloved son's commitment in the path of suffering. The apostles are to listen to the beloved son's trust in God's will at every moment. The same words are today echoed boldly and loudly to each one of us. "This is my beloved son, listen to him." Life will take us through many deserts and desolations of difficulties. Life will put us through various storms and hurricanes of hardships. But in all such moments, are we ready and open to listen to the voice of the Lord? As heard in the first reading, Abraham in the Old Testament, the father of faith, went through such immensely agonizing and hard moments. Asked to sacrifice his only beloved son Isaac, his special one, Abraham was torn between listening to his own voice of affection for his child or to the voice of God. Abraham was shredded between listening to his own reasonable mind or to the incomprehensible plan of God. But Abraham chose to put his faith in the Lord and listen. He chose to trust absolutely in the providence of God and to be obedient. Yes, when we are in the dry deserts of life, we are still asked to be totally obedient to Him. When we are in the past phases of life, we ought to fully heed the voice of the Lord. The Lord will take us through every crisis, every desert, every darkness. As heard in the second reading, if God is for us, who can be against us? Let us grow in our efforts to be completely obedient to our Master. Let us pray for His grace to be truly listening and following the voice of our Master. Are we ready to listen and obey the voice of the Lord?